The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Tuesday, the 3rd of June. And 7:05 in the morning here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on her way home. She's boarded the flight out of, I guess, Dallas or someplace in Texas. And she and her friends are coming back as we speak. So she'll be back tomorrow on the show. If they, you know, I mean, if the flights don't get... You know, they land someplace, I think Albuquerque or something. I'm not sure. And then there's always that chance of a 12-hour delay that nobody wants. Nope, cancel. She'll be home back this afternoon. Good morning, everybody. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Ben's at the helm. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, I'm going to preempt you a little bit here. When I ask you what national day it is. No, I tell you what. Tell me what the national days are, and I'm going to tell you a big one that's happening Friday.
Well, today we have National Egg Day.
Ooh, okay. And, by the way, the price of eggs have dropped 60% since January. Okay.
National Chocolate Macaroon Day.
Yeah, I'll pass.
And National Repeat Day. I don't know.
I'm looking repeat what?
I don't know. National Repeat Day happens each year on June 3rd.
Why?
For some, this day is an opportunity. For others, it's a bad omen.
Life goes over again.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
I could go with the what was the first one?
Egg Day.
Oh, yeah, Egg Day.
I like eggs.
Well, you know what? The prices have gone down dramatically, and I think you're going to see them continuing to go down. Again, the dog gets 2 eggs a day. Linda started him on that somehow. And he didn't get it today because I ran out of eggs. And, you know, I forgot to buy him. But I think he'll survive till, you know, this afternoon. The big day is going to be Friday. National Donut Day.
That's a good day.
Whoa. And we're going to tell people how to get free donuts. Yeah, there's places that are offering free donuts out there.
Well, I bet.
So, in fact, I'm going to have Sue call around to the different donut places here in town and see if any of them are offering. Because most of them are like, you know, what would it be? What's that, Dunkin' Donuts and all that? I don't think we have a Dunkin' Donuts here. Do we?
I don't think so.
But anyway, you know, it's usually the big chains. But we'll see if, you know, like Heavenly or a couple others may be offering a free donut to people.
Because
you know, my secret vice is glazed donuts, not the other kind. People bring in, oh, here's get a mixture donuts. And there's only like 2 glazed, round glazed donuts in there. And frankly, I think I'm being cheated. So when I order donuts, I order donuts, not the fake add-ons with sprinkles and, you know, chocolate.
That's what my dad does. Glazed, yeah. Glazed only.
Glazed only. You know what? That's the true donut. Okay. The weather. You know, I can't. You know, I think of the movie Good Morning Vietnam. And I don't know. Did you ever see it? Good Morning Vietnam with Robin.
I saw it a while ago, but yeah, I don't remember it too much.
What's his name? Gosh, I've forgotten that. And he's, you know, his weather forecast was hot. It's damn hot. But we haven't reached that part yet. We're just going to be 99 today, but we are going to have 22 mile per hour gust of wind. So be aware out there. That if you start something, don't start a fire. Don't go out there and chip things because we can still have that fire get away with us quick. Now, the rest of the week, and see, Wednesday, Thursday, we're all going to be in the high 90s. in the lows in the, you know, mid to high 60s. It's, and then we start getting up into the triple digits on Friday where it hits 100. And there'll be 100, 102, 104 through next Monday. And the evenings, though, are still at night, lowers in the 73, 72. So that's good. The temperature lowers like that. And we haven't reached those, you know, the dog days yet where it's hitting that 108, 110, 112. But then again, it's still May. But it's still warm out there, my friends. So, hey, the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business that takes really good care of their customers. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. If you've got a propane tank and it's hard to get to, they're going to get to it. They've got trucks that are built just, you know, they got small trucks, they got big trucks, they can get to you. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Okay. So, the donuts. We've already talked about the donuts. You know, the city of Redding and the county have got some things going on. But I saw this the other day, is that land is sinking in Red Bluff and in Corning. That the areas around Red Bluff, Corning, and Antelope are sinking, a condition that could cause damage to infrastructure and deplete groundwater permanently if the ag-producing county does not reverse it. And this is being caused because the groundwater is being used and is not filling fast enough. So what happens is the ground starts to collapse, starts sinking. I've got a friend that works over there, and I'm going to have to get a hold of him because he'd probably know more about it because he kind of works for those kind of things. Now, should Redding worry about this? And the rest of Shasta County, we're not having that problem because Shasta's groundwater is replenished by the acid canal flowing from the Sacramento River. And we don't have as much agriculture out there stressing the groundwater supply, according to the groundwater experts in both county public works department. But down in mid to southwestern parts of Tehama County are suffering land subsidence, a drop in the earth's crust when too much groundwater is removed. The soil collapses into the space left by the lack of water, making the ground above it sink. Mainly, this is caused by heavy drought where, you know, it's not replenishing the groundwater. So, I mean, it just makes sense, right? If groundwater's not there and it's gone, the earth eventually starts sinking here. But the main issue in Tehama County, according to the article here in the Record Searchlight, is people are pumping too much water out of the ground in places like Red Bluff and Corning subbasins. They said that 90% of the pumped out groundwater goes to the county's agriculture, mostly almond, walnut, and pistachio orchards. And if they don't take steps to reverse this, this could be devastating to the area. That just makes sense too. We've seen this before in other areas where they've pumped out too much water. And what the other thing that happens too is, sometimes the water that replaces it is not as pure as the groundwater. It could have alkali in it. It could have salt in it. So there's, you know, they could pump more water into the ground, but I mean, it's why? So, but we don't have that problem because we don't have the big agricultural thing. But this is something that keep your eye on, my friends, because, what it could mean is if the ground is sinking like that, they could really cut back on the amount of water that the farmers are pumping out right now to keep their crops going. And so instead of getting 1 million gallons, you get 500,000 gallons of water, which could devastate
could devastate. I'm just saying that I'm just pulling a number out. Could devastate agriculture and the almonds. Well, if it's countywide, that can mean for growing hay. It can mean for anything like that. And then what impact is that going to have on people having water? Is it coming out of a different source? And what about people have wells, their own wells, and they're using it for their homes and land there. So something to keep your eye on. And this is something that's worth getting somebody to talk about here. And again, Shasta County is not facing us because, you know, we have water going through the acid canal. We have longer sack, and we don't use that amount of water because we don't have that type of agriculture here in Shasta County. So, all right, let's take our first break, and we'll be right back after these messages. I think I'm going to give away in this next segment two tickets to Taste of Reading. Yeah, two tickets to Taste of Reading in this next segment. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 18th Annual Taste of Reading 2025, Sunday, June 8th from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on three stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org.
Jump into summer with the huge parking lot sale brought to you by Memor Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles. Not only will the parking lot be filled with unique items, but inside the store you'll save extra as well. Beautiful brass, antique vases, jewelry, and sports memorabilia galore. Vintage clothing and signs. It's all waiting for you. June 14th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center off of I-5 in Anderson. Thanks, Memory Lane.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Reading, save big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Join us Father's Day weekend, June 14th and 15th. It's the perfect place to celebrate and treat Dad to fun, food, and family. Black Bear Diner also added four brand new and returning classics to the menu at 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Arturo Fuente Chateau Maduro, handmade in the Dominican Republic with a dark Connecticut broadleaf wrapper, giving us a rich, medium-bodied cigar with pleasant notes of coffee, vanilla, and sweet spiciness. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio. Good morning, everybody. Thanks for waking up with us or getting ready with us, you know, walking around the house, getting ready to go to work, maybe at work, listening on your headphones there. You know, I know you're government workers. You can go out there and you're driving around in your company trucks and you're listening. I know, Sean, that you're listening right now. So, 7:20 in the morning here on the 3rd of June, about 70, gosh. It was 74 degrees this morning when I was driving in, so it's probably about that. Hey, Dignity Health and Redding West Rotary present the 18th Annual Taste of Redding, Sunday, June 8th from noon to 4 at the Redding City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and micro brews, plus live entertainment on three stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofredding.org. Now, if you've never been there, let me tell you from experience, it's great. It really is. It's compressed. It's not like you have to walk around 100 acres or even 5 acres. It's all in there around the city hall. So you can, and they're just right next to each other. So you can go and have tidbits of different types of food. Everything you can imagine. And some of the finest craft beer and wines in this whole area. And these tickets are $50 each. Unless you call in to Free Fire Radio right now and answer this question. When is Linda coming home? We know the answer to that, right? Okay. When is Linda coming home? So call me at 530-605-4567. I've already said the answer to that earlier in the show. So give us a call, 530-605-4567, and tell me when Linda's coming home. There you go. Here we, they're starting to ring. Okay. I don't know if you remember Matt Biondi, but he was huge in swimming, 11-time Olympic medalist, and he was considered one of the greatest swimmers of all time. He had 8 Olympic golds, 2 silver, 1 bronze, 24 U.S. championships, and 13 NCAA championships in swimming, as well as a trailblazing role in breaking the 49-second barrier in the 100-meter freestyle. Well, why am I talking about Matt Biondi? It's because he is now going to be the new head coach of the Shasta College Knights swim dive team. And he's also going to lead the Redding Ducks, which must be a private swim club. So, this transition comes as Coach Mark Wagner, who has led the Knights and the Ducks for many years, announced his retirement. And his dedication and leadership have built a strong foundation for the programs, one that Biondi is poised to elevate to new heights. So, I think this is pretty cool. And he's going to start as head coach in early August for the Knights. And as he says, I've been fortunate to experience the highest levels of competition, but the most meaningful moments of my career have come from helping young people realize their potential. I'm honored to join Shasta College and the Redding Ducks. And I look forward to building a program that's grounded in hard work, integrity, and the joy in the water. There you go. That's cool. So, knowing Shasta College, it probably at some point we're going to have their swim coach on. Matt Biondi. It's kind of cool when you think about it. Okay, moving on to things that aren't quite as cool. When we go to, let's talk about Big League Dreams here. Big League Dreams is being sued by the city of Redding. Because Redding claims that Big League Dreams didn't pay him rent. They're claiming millions of dollars in losses. The city of Redding has sued the former operator, getting this from the Record Searchlight, of the Big League Dream Sports Park in Redding, claiming the property owes, the company owes the city millions of dollars for back rent, repairs of the facility, and for capital improvements. Wow. And been, well, here's my question. Okay. Here's my question. Big League Dreams has, been there for a long time. The company, that was working, that had the, had it, and it's called Big League Dreams, walked away from operating the facility in July of 2024. And you know, then we put people on it, from the city to keep it going because so many people use Big League Dreams out there. You know, people think softball and baseball, but they're hockey. Roller hockey is huge out there. And I know several people that participate in the teams in the leagues out there. In 2001, the city entered into a 35-year contract for Big League Dreams to build and operate a sports complex. It included 5 softball fields, multi-use indoor building that could accommodate roller hockey, basketball activities, and a number of other amenities such as volleyball courts, batting cages, sports bar, and restaurant. And it was served not only Reading, but attract amateur sports teams from around the state for tournaments and games. It was to run, part of the agreement, Big League Dreams, was to run the sports park and oversee long-term maintenance and caretaking. And starting the fourth year of the contract, Big League Dreams was required to pay 6% of gross revenues as rent for the complex. If revenues exceeded $3.2 million, then they're supposed to pay the city an equal amount equal to 8% of its revenues. And in 2004, they changed the agreement, requiring the company to make 40 supplemental lease payments of $21,000 to pay for synthetic turf at the parks. And from February 2020 through 2022, Big League Dreams failed to make payments to the city. Failed to maintain the sports park, and it significantly deteriorated. So, who was in charge of the Big League Dreams? I think it was our Parks Department. I think it was Kim Niemer. So, did anybody bring this stuff up? What did they do? Here's the question is, Big League Dreams, the soccer field that had to be refurbished at over $2 million, All of this was to find out that they weren't putting money aside at the soccer field to repair it. Big League Dreams obviously not doing their job in paying this or even maintaining the fields. Who was in charge back then? And you know what? I think it was Kim Niemer. And so the question is that where was the city council and where was the city manager if this was going on? Is there more to the story? There could be. However, this is two major sports areas. And the soccer field is tremendously popular. And yet it was becoming dangerous out there. So then you find out that maybe the field wasn't installed correctly, that it was supposed to last this much, and but it still comes back that the city council took $2 million, I believe that was the amount, from REU to redo the soccer complex. At the time saying that they would pay it back. New change of elections happened, city council changed, and decided now we're not going to pay them back. So, but then Big League Dreams. I know people that, you know, the roller hockey teams are out there repairing the facility themselves so they don't get killed out there. Yeah. Yeah, they hit the side of the wall and something grabs you and knocks you down. Anyway, it's another mess that we have here. But it all comes down, you know, to me, it all comes down to supervision. I mean, that's the last thing that happens. You know, when you're making a battle plan, and we call it BAMSAS. And each one of those letters stands for something, begin planning, you know, arrange reconnaissance, make reconnaissance, you know, on and on. But the last letter is S, supervise. if it's not happening, why is it let it go on for years? It makes no sense to me. And then you start losing faith in the people that do it. Now, Niemer's gone. You got a new parks guy in there. And my question is that was he there during the time, and did he see this happening? And was there even anything that you could do about it? Oh, they're not making their payments. Well, if they're not making their payments and it goes on for years, that doesn't, you know, whose fault is that? Of course, you could have said, well, you either make the payments or what? Well, then we'll just, and they did. They just walked away from it. It's, you know, it's kind of a quandary there. Anyway, 7:30 in the morning, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, where healing starts there. They've got several procedures there. They can only be found right here at Shasta Regional. Like the Watchman. The Watchman is a small plastic oval that is inserted via an artery into the heart for people with arterial fibrillation who need an alternative to blood thinners. If you have that, you know, your heart arterial fibrillation, usually you put them on blood thinners. Well, it becomes pretty much a problem for many people. This Watchman procedure can be done, and it lets people stop taking blood thinners. More than 150,000 people have left blood thinners behind with the Watchman procedure. Go to ShastaRegional.com for details. And I know people have had that, and it works. Just like they have the TAVR valve replacement, and that works. So, Shasta Regional Medical Center, ShastaRegional.com. All right, we'll be right back after these messages.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
there.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Thinking about purchasing an electric vehicle, Reading Electric Utilities has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. Now, I just read an article that in China, they've got vehicles that can do 1,000 miles. And, you know, they make you think it's on, you know, just electric. Well, it's kind of electric. They can get like 250 miles, and then it's a hybrid, is what it is, and using their gas to power the power up the batteries and all that kind of stuff. They say they can make 1,000 miles on it. I don't know. It's China. I don't trust what they say. You have to prove it. But if you want an electric vehicle and you qualify for it, just go, like I said, cityofreading.org/EV. Let's talk registrar of voters. We haven't talked about them today. Okay, it looks like that Clint Curtis, you know, the new registrar that was appointed by this board of supervisors, you know, after he terminated Assistant Registrar of Voters, Joanna Franciscat, last week. That was last week. And by the way, he has every right in the world to do that. He has the right to do it. Does it make common sense? I'm not sitting there in that thing. But here's the part. Somebody's worked there 17 years and she was perp walked out. You know, in big companies, when they fire somebody, usually the security is there. And security will let them go back sometimes to their desk and get their stuff. A lot of times they just escort them out of the building, take their badges and everything. And somebody else packs up everything in their office and they bring it down and they pick it up. Sometimes they allow you to go back in there and pack your personal things out of the office. But there's security with you. In this case, they didn't let her go back, according to what she said. Didn't even let her go back and get her purse. You know, some other people had to pack all that stuff and bring it out. Which sounds kind of cold. But, again, somebody that's worked there for 17 years, kind of like the memory of the bill, you know, of what's going on there. So I'm sure Clint Curtis has his arms around everything that's going to happen, even though he hasn't ever run an election. Now, he is going to say, to fill the assistant registrar of voters, he says that we will be upgrading the requirements to be more in line with other supervisory positions in the county. Elections is the most important service the county provides its citizens, Curtis wrote. He said he's going to work with the county's personnel department. As for upgrading the qualifications, he said we will likely add a college degree requirement, as well as an education exception for military service in a supervisory position. And he will send out the job description when we have finalized the requirements. Now, I think I've just read, and somebody call me and tell me if I'm wrong, that California was downgrading their position, not downgrading, but they were changing the requirements for a lot of positions that said you had to have a college degree. Because in many positions, people have gotten training on the job. Maybe it was military, but maybe it was working for the state or other places. They had the training on the job and got like 15 years in, you know, in doing this job. And they did away with that requirement that required them to have a college degree. Now, if you're starting off and you say you got to have a college degree, fine. But what does that tell the people in the office who are just really, really good at what they do? They may never be the registrar of voters, but they could be the assistant. So I guess that would tell them that I got to go back to school if they're ever thinking about going up, you know, moving up the chain there. He said, anyway, so we'll see what the job description, it hasn't been posted yet. And there has been extreme fallout from this, as you can imagine, including Les Baugh, who we haven't heard from in years since Les had retired. And he didn't like it. He had certain things he said. I won't even repeat here. No, they weren't cursing. He just said he just disagreed with it. Okay. And then the second part of this is that Clint Curtis has said he is already implementing significant changes aimed at increasing transparency in the vote counting process. And he's emphasized the role of cameras in the new system, stating that you are going to be able to see the ballot, you'll be able to see the process, you'll be able to see the count. We actually have all of that visible to people and available before they ever go in the machine, because we have a lot of concerns about the machines. In addition to cameras, observers, we only need a couple that are going to stand going behind the ballots, because they will be able to make sure that the video is the same as what's coming in. And all the other people will have this nice little lounge set up so they can sit there. They haven't worked out everything in it. They may need a particular station, but I would like it so they could flip stations, because it's obviously going to be different stations there that they can take a look at the ballot counting. Now, if this, so in other words, they're going to have a camera so that they're looking, they get the ballots. The way this thing works is, it sounded like he says everybody's on board with this and his staff. They were initially concerned because it sounds like a lot more work, because they're reconciling all the ballots. Reconciling them three times. Actually, once here, once when you transport, and again after they go through the machine. That's a lot of counting, except it only takes a few seconds to count them, according to Curtis. If this will lay forever the screams that our elections are being mishandled, then this is worth it. If everybody just goes, okay, yeah, nope, we're getting them, they're counting. Unless somebody says they still are being counted by the machine. Dolores, good morning, Dolores.
Good morning, Carl. Maybe you have an answer.
Nope.
Tell me.
No, I don't
tell
have.
Me.
I don't have answers. I just have a lot of questions. What?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I thought. Maybe you might have the answer. How can the guy who has no experience, who has 11 lawsuits pending against him, and who is an attorney, never had experience in the election, who also is a Black Lives Matter supporter, how is he making rules against those who have been there for a long time and working in the election department, who has experience? Now he's going to make rules that you have to have a certain qualification to work there, which he's the guy who has the least qualification to be making those rules.
Well,
how does that work?
Well, he's the registrar of voters. That's why.
That's just the name.
Well,
that's
no, he is. No, it's not just the name. That's what his position is. And
his
if
position.
He and if he messes with the pooch, then I guess people will say, I guess that wasn't a good decision. People said the same thing, if you remember, Tom Toler. They said he had no experience in it, and they had all these reasons that it was going to fail, and yet he ran a pretty good election. The county supervisors didn't like it because he didn't toe their line, but he still ran a real good election, in my opinion. So now you've got now you've got this guy Curtis that's been and we'll have him on the show because I'd like to ask him questions. He's been on other shows. I don't just and have him explain it. Have him explain it to everybody. This is why I did that. This is why I did this. This is why I think this is going to change the system. And if this alleviates the angst that people have about each election, then it's worth it. But will this relieve the angst? But we can't, you know, everybody just wants to hand count. That's not going to happen. It's gone.
Well,
it's off the table.
That is it. Exactly. It's because, and another thing, how are you going to get a guy, okay, and you also have, appoint somebody who actually created the program to change. How can you trust somebody who has all this less qualifications on top of that, who created the problem, and now he's coming in and saying, I'm going to fix everything for you. I don't have any experience. I'm just going to fire everybody.
He didn't fire everybody.
From what I understand, not everybody. From what I understand, of course people are going to say he sounds great when he's talking about. Well, they're probably afraid.
Well,
you know,
I'm kind of like this thing as I was with Toler. It's sit back and wait and see what happens. Toler managed to pull it together. Yeah, Francesco right there.
We'll wait.
Yep.
Okay.
We'll see what happens.
See who else gets harmed. Who gets harmed, right? So,
well,
all right.
Thank you. I guess we'll take a break now. We got Dolores's. I love getting Dolores upset in the morning. I shouldn't say that. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. Speaking of other attorneys, this one's different. He is a workers' compensation attorney. Did you know that workers' compensation attorneys are capped at so much? They're not like personal injury or anything. They can only make so much, you know, they can only charge so much, which I found very kind of like refreshing on something like this. But if you're not getting the treatments for a work injury, which can be life changing for you. You want to go back to work. You want to go back to work for your family. Your employer wants you going back to work, but yet you're just not, you know, the insurance company is delaying. You're not getting the medical treatments that you should. Now it's time to bring in the pro. And that's Patrick Gorman. You can give him a call at 530-262-2168. It's a free consultation. A free consultation. You're going to talk to Patrick. You're not talking to underlings. He's going to talk to you about his, you know, you're going to tell him your story. You're going to come in and meet with him, and you're going to go over everything that's happened. And he's going to give you some just great, great advice, on how to fix this, on how to make sure that you do get the treatments. Insurance companies got lots of lawyers. You need somebody that's going to scrap for you. And let me tell you, that's Patrick Gorman. He's a puncher. So, give him a call, 530-262-2168, GormanLaw.com, located in Palo Cedro. We'll be right back.
I'm Jack Potter, Jr., Tribal Chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Nights. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land. Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers, such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Well, it's all.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's flying home today. Big cheers from our side. Hey, hey. 7:52 in the morning here on the 3rd of June, about 75 degrees out there. It's going to go up to 99 today. It's going to be hot and not a lot of wind, though, so that's a good thing. Red flag warnings, and speaking of that, which we were in yesterday. The Shasta County Fire Safe Council is actively working to integrate more neighborhoods into the FireWise Communities program. This is what this is. It encourages residents to harden their homes by reducing vegetation and implementing Zone Zero hardening, which involves removing flammable materials within 5 feet of a home. And what could that be? Well, and this is where it gets tough. A lot of people have wood decks. They would really like it, the firefighters would really like it if you didn't have wood decks, because it's like a match that just takes it straight to the house. How about wooden fences that go up against your house? And we're guilty of this. I'm seriously thinking about taking down a 6-foot portion of our grape stakes and replacing it just with wire, you know, with a chain link fence, something like that to give you that stand back. But if you're interested in this, here's the thing is that they have, along with Cal Fire, Forest Service, McConnell Foundation, a lot of fuels and mitigation work here. They're thinking, but he says, we've made a lot of progress in making Shasta County more resilient. Three neighborhoods have achieved firewise status, with two more on the path. He encourages interested residents to visit the council's website for more information, and we'll do that and talk about that. It's not too late. You know, for the whole year, we played that thing from REU, that spot, about hardening your home, and if you needed help, where to go to, about clearing things away from your house, cleaning your gutters, making sure that you don't have a lot of brush up against your house. You know, we have looked at homes out there before, Ben. Linda and I have. You know, because we're always looking at homes. We love our home. We're never going to leave. But we always look at other homes. You know, if they're for sale, got a little land or something. One of them was really good, really nice. Swimming pool, detached quarters, had it all. Reasonable price. But when I was standing there looking over the pool, and on the other side of the pool was a fence, and on the other side of that was manzanita. Whoa. I mean, they were surrounded by a heavy growth area. And just looking at it, you just knew that you're going to have to spend thousands of dollars to try and cut back that vegetation. And manzanita, try to cut through that stuff. That is hard. And, I mean, it was just like there's no way the house would have survived. It was that close. So, anyway, last story before we get into the break is the Ukraine hit Russia so hard that some Russian bloggers are saying it's the Pearl Harbor of the war. Ukraine destroyed dozens of enemy bombers using 117 drones they smuggled into Russia and launched their attack. And deep into Russia, it was the most damaging Ukrainian attack on Russia in 3 years since Moscow invaded them. It happened on June 1st and took a $7 billion toll on Russians' military and demolished more than a third of Moscow's strategic cruise missile carriers, including planes capable of carrying nuclear warheads. It was, like I said, they used 117 drones that they smuggled into Russia, able to launch them. And, you know, and here's the thing is, Markova, one of their generals, speaking at an AI event in Washington, the best example of how innovation can and work in defense. So, the things that are happening now is, you know, and Trump, who said, I can get this, you know, fixed in a day. Well, he's found out that, no, he's not going to fix it in a day. However, Putin and Zelensky, you know, he gets one of them to look like they're going to say, yeah, okay, we can do this. And then the other one walks away. So now it's Putin. And here's the thing, too. Trump said, oh, he's acting like he's crazy. No, Putin's acting like Putin. Putin hadn't changed. Putin's been playing our presidents, you know, telling them what, you know, coming up to them, tell them, oh, gosh, you know, my Catholic mother and all this, you know, the religious president. I mean, Putin came up through their intel services. He is a duplicitous person. I don't know if you could believe a word this man says. But you have to look at his goal. He wants Russia back the way it was. He wants more territory. How you deal with that is by you hit him with sanctions that take away the money that it costs to run the war. And you hit it hard, and your European allies have got to agree to it. Okay, you're not going to get your oil and gas from Russia. Fine, then you get them from here. And whatever it takes to get it for them. Do that for 6 months, and then bring him back to the table. Now, this is nothing that Trump and 1,000 other diplomats know, but this man is... how do you deal with somebody that will tell you something, look you in the eye, and you know that that's not what he's thinking? oh, yeah, well, we could do this. No. So, but at the same time, you need to give them an off-ramp. So what's the off-ramp going to be? Keep what he's taken already? Will Zelensky and Ukraine agree to that? This is not going to be settled right away. But this military exploit into the heart of Russia is a big thing. Okay, we're going to break for the news, and when we come back, we have O2 staffing with us, and hear about all the latest. We'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Prosecutors say the Egyptian national, the illegal alien accused of trying to burn people to death in Boulder, Colorado, says he wanted them all to die, had no regrets, and if he could, he'd do it again. The victims had gathered peacefully in support of Israeli hostages in Gaza when they were attacked by a man with a flamethrower who was also hurling Molotov cocktails. President Trump said to be outraged by the attack.
And it is unacceptable to this president and this White House.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt. The suspect, 45-year-old Mohammed Sabri Salomon, faces a raft of state charges as well as a federal hate crime charge. He's already made one court appearance.
Salomon appeared in Colorado Judicial Court on Monday.
This is the matter concerning Mohammed Salomon.
The court issued a protective order, meaning Salomon cannot contact any of the victims, but he is still behind bars.
The court previously set bond on the written affidavit. It is set at $10 million cash only.
Authorities say in court papers that the 45-year-old had planned the attack for more than a year, targeting what he described as, quote, a Zionist group, end quote. I'm Donna Water.
America is hiring. Job openings hit 7.4 million in April. Surprisingly strong report shows the American economy remains resilient despite so many gloom and doom predictions. Key to the Trump agenda, the president's so-called Big Beautiful Bill is before the Senate now after recently clearing the House. There are some Republicans less than thrilled with the measure. Kentucky's Rand Paul is among them. While he supports parts of the bill, he says it adds too much to the already enormous federal deficit. On Wall Street this hour, stocks are higher. The Dow trading about 52 points higher. The Nasdaq is up 134. The S&P better by 19. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher, host of the Mike Gallagher Show here. And when it comes to mortgages, I only trust the team that's helped me and my family more than once. Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans. These guys are friends, believers. They built a company on biblical values that actually puts you first. In today's economy, with everything costing more, you need a lender who can help you make smart, strategic moves when it comes to real estate. Need cash for home improvements? Thinking about a HELOC or a refi to consolidate debt? Well, Fellowship Home Loans can help you do it faster and for less. Why? Because they're a direct lender, not a broker. No middleman. No unnecessary fees. That means fewer hoops, less waiting, and real answers from real people who care. Whether you're buying, selling, refinancing, or just exploring your options, Fellowship Home Loans will tailor everything to your unique needs. Get started at fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG. fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG or call 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans, mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, equal housing lender, NMLS number 819382.
Millions of South Koreans have been voting for a new president in a snap election. The BBC's Shaima Halil is in Seoul.
I've seen many people go in and out of this polling station. Polling and voting is pretty much underway. People seem to be in good spirit, but I think when you sit and you speak to people, they seem to tell you that this is very crucial. It's a crucial moment for them. This has been 6 months of absolute political uncertainty, upheaval that was unleashed by the failed declaration of martial law by Yoon Sung-yeol. And what people want more than anything is stability.
In Poland, the election win of the conservative presidential candidate backed by President Trump is setting that country on a more nationalist course. It's also casting doubt on the viability of Prime Minister Donald Tusk's centrist government after the defeat of his liberal ally. Tusk says a confidence vote in parliament on his government will take place in 8 days. Townhall.com. Washington Mayor Muriel Bowser worries about the impact of an upcoming military parade on the capital city streets. Can the pavement handle all those very heavy vehicles?
Last week, Bowser warned that the city would be on the hook for expenses linked to repairing its streets after the June 14th event, with an unknown timetable for when the Pentagon might reimburse Washington. The U.S. Capitol will host a massive military parade to mark the Army milestone anniversary, which also falls on President Donald Trump's birthday, featuring thousands of service members and dozens of military vehicles on a route that will stretch nearly 4 miles from the Pentagon to the White House. President Trump has brushed aside concerns over the cost of the parade as peanuts compared to the value of doing it. But city officials have raised fears that more than 24 Abrams tanks, as well as numerous heavy armored vehicles, will damage city streets. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Trade may be the topic of a phone call this week between President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott, except Linda's not here. She's on vacation, but she's on the plane home, Yay. From what I understand. Good morning, and thank you for waking up with us or joining us as you're getting ready for work or on your way to work. Today, the 3rd of June, and 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Ben's out there giving tickets. We're giving tickets away to the – somebody came in and got their – tickets for Taste of Reading. And you know what? I'll just start off. I've got a family pack of tickets to the Colt 45s. Family pack of tickets to the Colt 45s. Four tickets. And they're good for any game this season. And they are playing this weekend. So give us a call. 530-605-4567. Score your tickets. They're free. And you're going to have a great time. I mean, you know, right now they're undefeated, the Colt 45s. 3-0.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
First night was a pitcher's duel. The next night they hammered them. And on Sunday they hammered them pretty good.
All right.
So, all right. And see what. Oh, weather.
Weather.
It is nice to know the weather. Sunny and hot. Okay. It's going to be sunny and hot through next Monday. It's just how sunny and how hot. Today it's only going to be 99.
Whoa.
Almost time to put on a sweater. And a low tonight around 69. Now, the rest of the week, it's going to be 97. And Friday, it hits 100. Saturday, 102. Sunday, 104. And Monday, 103. So there. And, yeah. But, however, you got to look at it that we're used to, you know, we can get some temperatures a lot hotter than that. So, but what it is, it's going to be hot. Don't leave your animals in the car. Don't leave your plants in the car. Don't leave grandma in the car. My truck, my new used truck, if I open up that back door and I just open it up, and in this case, Buford jumps in or I put groceries or something in it. When I turn off the truck, it comes up on, you know, on that, on your little info panel there. Check your back seat.
Oh,
it says
really?
Check your back seat.
Okay.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
So I check, and sure enough, there's Buford. You know, he's kind of looking up at me. But just be careful out there.
Absolutely.
And the weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, family-owned business, been in the business over 30 years, the Kinney family, and there are third generations of Kinneys running this business. Chuck and Judy started it, like I said, well over 30 years ago. Locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They've won awards for hiring veterans at their business, state-level awards. These are good people that will take care of you. They're honorable, and they keep their word. Give them a call, 530-365-3793. And here it is, starting off the month with Jennifer Cram, who is the operations officer over at O2 Employment Services.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm so happy to be here. I love our show. I do.
So do I.
It's so much fun.
It is. And you know, we have talked about. Now, how long have you been coming? How long has it been?
Gosh.
Is it a year
yet? It's been, I think, a year.
Gosh.
Yes.
Wow, we'll have to go back and look at that.
I know.
But one of the things we've talked about for an entire year.
Yes.
Is employees' handbooks.
Yes.
And
yes.
I, you know what?
Yes.
My employees' handbook was written by a lawyer friend of mine, and we, you know, we've added some things, taken some things out.
Yeah.
And things like that. And, but it is 14 years old.
Yeah.
And we, you know, we kind of like we put up those signs that say this is your rights and
yep,
all that.
Your posters.
I mean, we got all
yep,
this stuff there in the bathroom. So
mm-hmm.
the,
I know.
Everybody
I
goes to the bathroom.
It.
There it is. but Jennifer and O2 Employment Services and I finally got a new
brand new.
I'm looking at it right now.
Yes.
And I went from like 17 pages to 50 pages.
Yes, you did.
Well,
you
there's
did.
Been a lot of laws passed.
Welcome to California.
In the last 50.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. No. Super excited to be able to
so
pass it along. And yes. So O2 Employment Services, we're a locally owned company here in Reading. We have a staffing division and we have the professional employer side, which we partner with small businesses and become their outsourced HR department. But we also have some a la carte services. So you took advantage of those.
I did.
And, you know, we said, let's get you compliant and up to date and up to speed.
So
and
here we are.
And here you are.
So now, you took out certain things in there that, you know,
correct.
A small business doesn't need to have.
Correct.
But let's just go over. Just let me read off a couple of these things.
Sure.
Okay.
And the
hot of course, you're going to have EEO, Equal Opportunity.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Disability and religious accommodations. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yep.
those kind of things.
Yep.
At will employment status. That's important.
It is important.
As they found out over at the Registrar of Voters Office.
Yes.
And
yes.
You know what? We need to talk about that, too.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hit it right now.
Mm-hmm.
At will employee means what?
It means that you can. So in California, we're in an at-will state. So that means you can terminate anybody for any reason at any time, as long as it's a legal reason.
Okay.
So I always say, you know, if you don't give an employee a reason why you're letting them go,
mm-hmm.
They're going to make up their own reason why they've been let go.
And then they'll sue you.
And potentially, yes. Yeah. And so, you know, I'm always a firm believer in being transparent and being honest
mm-hmm.
of the reason that you're letting the employee go. I sure would hope that, you know, maybe there was a disciplinary thing. There's something you've been coaching them on time and time again. They're still not getting it. You know, sometimes it's strong enough, though, that it might be immediate termination.
But it could be something like the 1,000 cuts.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So what you should also have is written documentation of counseling.
Yes.
And that they were counseled this day about this.
Correct.
And
even
and
if it's just a jotted down note, just something that you had the conversation with the employee.
On this day,
at this time, whatever it is.
About this former behavior.
Correct.
Or whatever.
Whatever it is. And correct. Or it's a performance situation.
Okay.
Or it's a violation of your new employee handbook, right?
Mm.
All those policies in there, I definitely go to the employee handbook and I'll look through. Code of Conduct, which is 5-1, which is like page 50.
5-1. Okay, let me get down there. Okay, let me get down the page. Let me get this one. Okay. General Standards of Conduct. Nope, it's on page 37.
37,
that's
okay.
Right. And,
My
gosh. Okay. Let's.
But yes, so Code of Conduct. So, I mean, we can go through and you can pull out things because that's the expectations that you have for the employee. At the time of hire, an employee should be given the employee handbook. They should review it. They should look through it. I always say if you want some late night leisurely reading, read the employee handbook. It'll be sure to put you to sleep. Because it's full of all this stuff that you're like, you don't realize you need it till you need it. And then it's like, oh, what do we do in the event of a leave of absence? What do we do in the event that an employee comes forward and says, I need to take 12 weeks off because I have a medical condition? Or,
what do I do about sick leave? You know, that's when you kind of go, I always look at it as kind of the Bible, and you just open it up and you're like, okay, well, the employee handbook says this is what our policy is.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we have to tweak those, you know, and change it to be more specific to our company. So a lot of times when our clients come to us from the PEO standpoint, we become co-employers with them. We actually go through and pull out some of their specific policies for their business.
Right.
Sometimes it might be an automobile policy because they have employees that drive company vehicles. Sure. Or we have them, they have a specific vacation policy, or they have a specific leave policy, or they have a sick leave policy that maybe is more robust than what California requires you to have. Or they have a, you know, holiday schedule, or they pay for bereavement. Bereavement's allowed, but it's unpaid right now by California. But an employer can be more generous and say, I'm going to pay for the first 3 days of an incident or a situation that
sure.
comes up.
So, I guess it depends.
Yeah, it just depends on what your business needs are.
Okay, we need to take a break
yeah.
here. I'm with Jennifer Cram. She's at operations over at O2 Employment Services. Now, the reason that I'm very happy about this
mm-hmm.
is because so many new rules have come
yeah.
up. And you know what? I have had, with the exception of maybe one, maybe two people, over 15 years, had nothing but just outstanding people. And
yep.
they stay with us
yep.
for the most part.
Yep.
And they leave only because they go to places like Learn to Be a, you know, Cal Fire. The other one
right.
is joining the service.
Yeah.
You know, be a
yeah.
helicopter pilot
yeah.
or, you know, something. And,
right.
and we've been just so fortunate with the people we have.
Mm-hmm.
However, we need to have something like this so that they read it and
yeah.
sign it and understand, oh, okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
But it also protects them a lot, too.
It does. It absolutely does. And it just gives, it's a clear expectation, right?
That's
and it
the whole
also
thing.
Right. brings your business up to another level that just shows here's what our rules and our policies are.
It's only, hang on, Ben.
I know
hang on.
Ben's like, oh no, what's the.
Ben, would you like to have this on? Want me to send it to you? Do you want me to give you the, gosh, what is it? It's, how many pages?
50,
okay, wait a minute. Let me go.
Four,
54 pages. Would you like me to send that to you via email? Or would you like your own document?
Let's go email.
That's a good idea.
All right.
At the end, you can sign it.
Yes, there's an employee acknowledgement. So once you've read it thoroughly, then you can say, I understand.
And you're going to get it this
understand.
Week. Maybe this week or next week. You've already signed the other one, right?
Yeah, the other one was already signed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that was what, 14 pages, 20, 14?
Yeah, it wasn't a lot.
Wasn't a lot. Okay. All right, we got to take a break here.
Okay.
This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. And the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. It has the only watch repairman, the only stone cutter. They can help you design your own piece of jewelry. Did you ever design your own piece of jewelry?
No, I have not.
Have you ever wanted to do? I mean, just
yeah.
think about it. And they can help you do that and then build it. So
really?
You'll have one, like, for your kids or something.
Unique
you know, a
something.
Unique
yeah.
piece of jewelry. And they
How
can
cool
do that.
That.
Oh, yeah.
Fabulous.
Voted best in the North State for 3 years in a row. These are really good people. I saw something the other day that said, where do I go to get my jewelry repaired? And there was three or four people in there, you know, put down Four Winds Jewelry. They repair jewelry. I mean, and you don't have to worry about, as Linda puts it, you get the same stones that went in.
Correct.
You get them back.
Correct.
Yeah, and there's, well, yeah, yeah.
That's important.
It is important.
Yes.
So, Four Winds Jewelry, they're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. It's our jewelry store of choice. It's the only place we go to. And we'll be right back with Jennifer Cram at O2 Employment Services.
Jump into summer with the huge parking lot sale brought to you by Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles. Not only will the parking lot be filled with unique items, but inside the store you'll save extra as well. Beautiful brass, antique vases, jewelry, and sports memorabilia galore. Vintage clothing and signs. It's all waiting for you. June 14th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center off of I-5 in Anderson. Thanks, Memory Lane.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit hunterroofing.org today.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl and DeBot, Linda's flying home, and Jennifer Graham is sitting in here. Someday you're going to have to be a co-host for me.
I would love that.
You know, we'll just sit in here.
I absolutely would.
Okay.
We'll do it.
O2 Employment Services, Director of Operations. I want to remind everybody that this Sunday, I'm lying, it's not this Sunday, it's going to be June 15th, is the 36th Annual Aviation Day on Father's Day tradition at Benton Field Airport from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's free.
Oh, wow.
It's free, and they're going to have classic cars. They're going to have planes lined up.
Amazing.
You can take flights on planes, and they do have a pancake breakfast, eggs, sausage, all that kind of stuff from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. by the Mount Shasta 99s.
Wow.
99s is the women's flying club.
Okay.
Formed by Amelia Earhart
and
98 other women.
I love
that.
That's
how long it goes.
Wow.
Okay. Anyway, it's $10 for the sausage for adults, kids 5 to 12, 5, and under 5 free, because how much can they eat?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they'll get syrup all over their face.
That's a great event.
It is.
Speaking of the Colt 45s, we're going to be there Friday night.
You
we
are?
Did a sponsorship. Mm-hmm.
You did.
So the O2 crew is going to be out there. Yeah. Yes. So we're going to be out there in the 100-degree.
Mm-hmm. You got lots of tickets.
We do.
Did we give away those four pack?
Yes, we did.
Okay.
Oh, good.
Well, it'll be interesting to see the O2 gang out there.
Yeah.
And so
little family night.
How many people work for you? You must have like 30 or something.
31. Mm-hmm.
31.
31. And we just hired another man. We did, and he is our IT specialist, and he is amazing.
Does he work by himself in a small room?
He works down the hall for me. So
in a small room?
In a small room.
And he's by himself
he
then,
is.
Right?
He is.
Because he's an IT guy.
He is.
That's right.
But he is personable.
Oh,
and he's amazing.
He bays on a regular basis?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, an IT guy that bays?
He does. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And he is wonderful. We are so blessed to have him because I'm telling you, with technology, just in general, I mean, we have so much, we have so many different programs and software that we use. So he has to keep us straightened out.
When we switch over software, like when Skype went away, it was like, oh, what are we going to do? And then we found out that the new system we have works very well. What is it?
Google Meet.
Google Meet.
It works really well. But what didn't work was AT&T.
Oh.
It did not have the band capacity to handle it. So we got rid of AT&T and went back to Verizon.
Oh, did you?
Oh, yeah. It's costing me money.
Yeah.
But still, because it just didn't do the job.
Right. Right.
Which is kind of like it. And since I declared it at will phone, I fired it. Okay, we're talking about the employee handbook. Yeah. And I'm just going to go over just
you
the,
go.
Okay, we talked about at will, open door. This is some of the things that are included in it. Open door policy, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Respect for others.
Yes.
Let me see. Employment classifications, your duties. Of course, all of those are in there.
Mm-hmm.
Your paycheck, direct deposit.
Mm-hmm.
Benefits overview, holidays, vacations, sick days.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to see what you put in there.
I gave everybody a million weeks off.
Yeah, but there's certain things that by the state says you have to have.
Correct.
So.
Correct. Right. And vacation's not one of them, right? Vacation is something that is purely up to the employer. Sometimes employees think that it's a right that they have vacation time or holiday pay. It's not required in the state of California as of this point. Now, sick time is.
Yes.
Yes. And bereavement.
Organ and bone marrow donation.
Yes.
It's a whole page to that.
Yes.
What is that?
It's a leave. So if somebody needs to take a leave of absence for a bone marrow transplant or they donate an organ, they have special
leave. Okay, so that's what that is.
Yeah.
Okay, military leave, paid family leave.
Yep.
Paid family leave.
Mm-hmm. So paid family leave. So paid family leave is something that employees and employers pay into the state of California. And so what happens is if an employee needs to take...
That's included in something, obviously.
It's in a tax. Mm-hmm. It's in a tax that the employee pays into and the employer pays into.
It's not your Social Security.
No.
That's not your any of this other stuff.
No.
Okay.
So it's just part of something that employers pay into. And what happens is if an employee goes out and say they need to take care of a sick loved one, or they just had a new baby or something.
Right. We just
and they're
had
taking
one.
Care of. Yes. Yeah. They can apply for paid family leave.
Okay.
And that is just a benefit through the state of California.
Oh, okay.
And the state of California actually makes the determination. The employer does not have that ability.
Okay.
For paid family leave, it's not necessarily a protected leave of absence. So if an employee comes to you and says, I'm going to take this baby bonding and I can take, you know, they get up to 8 weeks. Of paid time off doesn't mean it's necessarily protected, but that's where the leave of absence comes in, and depends on how many employees you have, you might qualify that employee for CFRA, which is the California Family Medical Leave. And so
you have to have a lot of employees for
five employees,
five full time,
five employees, period. Whoever's on payroll. Mm-hmm. And so there's some leave paperwork that you have to qualify. Now, the employee has to work a certain amount of hours and has to be with the employer for at least a year.
Yeah.
And so that's where leaves get really tricky. Leaves are probably one of the biggest things that we assist with our clients, because they'll call and they'll say, this employee's been out for 3 weeks. What do I do? And it's like, oh, my goodness, we should have probably given them paperwork early on, told them their leave.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, paid family leave is something through the state, and the employee applies for it. Usually they have a doctor's certification from the doctor saying, hey, they're going to be off. They just had a new baby. Or I'm taking care of a sick loved one. family member. My mom is ill. She's recovering from a surgery and has nobody to take care of her.
Sure.
It's more of a wage replacement. So.
Yeah, you know what? I have a bunch of Huns working for me. I mean, they're tough. They're Marines. Mm-hmm. One had just had a heart procedure and is back to work 2 days later.
Oh, goodness.
You know what? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I like. I like the Huns.
Oh, geez.
Working for me. And
okay. Back
one
easy,
was one
easy.
Was one was re- wife had a baby. Fine. What are you doing? Come out. Come in to work at a baseball game. No.
No.
Bring her. No. Then you bring the baby.
Bring the baby.
Do a little bonding bring while you're
the
pushing
baby.
The buttons.
I know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, what I'm trying to get to, my friends, is this.
Mm-hmm.
When you take a look, you need an up-to-date employee's handbook. And it was never that on my radar,
right.
really, until Jennifer came in. Mm-hmm. And we'd be talking about these things. Mm-hmm. And she would say, well, that needs to be in your employee's handbook. Mm-hmm. And I realized that it didn't. Mm-hmm. I mean, bone and organ and bone marrow donation. Okay, now the chances of that happening are low, but not impossible.
Correct.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, and I think you're not alone. There are so many employers out there that are just doing their thing, right?
Well, we're small businesses.
Exactly. You're just trying to make a living, do your thing, focus on your business. You're not necessarily worried about all the employment law.
You just, as long as you can keep, you know, you're trying to keep up on your taxes.
Correct.
And anything that hits you, like, we're always concerned.
Yes.
But, you know, the FCC is a benevolent mother to us. She has been a benevolent mother to our station. I mean, every time I've called them, they have been helpful.
Oh, God.
I mean, oh, no, they're forgiving. I mean, it's like, I couldn't believe it was a government agency I was dealing with. They were so good
and
have been for 14 years.
That's awesome.
It is. I mean, because you hear all these horrible stories.
It's no different than us calling the labor board.
Yeah.
I call the labor board all the time.
Yeah.
And like, please help me walk through this situation. I'm not sure about pay.
Yeah.
What do I do? They're always like, here's what we do, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, don't be fearful of calling sometimes these agencies and asking, you know, OSHA. I mean, obviously you don't want to open Pandora's box, but you also want to make sure you're doing things right.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, you know, I had a friend that got hammered by OSHA because he had the protective mask because they were grinding things.
Sure.
But it had not been fitted by the doctor.
Yes.
He got hit with a tremendous fine, even though they had the mask in it because it hadn't been fitted right.
If it's an N95 mask, they have to have a special fitted.
Special fitted something. Yep. Okay. I'm here with Jennifer Cram. We need to take another break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, founded in 1960, been in Cypress Square since the day they opened in 1967. Right off Athens Avenue across the parking lot from the old Lucky Miller's or Subway, or the Curves is still there.
Oh.
So it's right across there. It's not a hair salon. It's not a beauty shop. It's a barber shop. Never had a bad haircut there. I call them at 530-244-9478. I make an appointment, a roll in, get a haircut. If I got extra time, I hang around, see what's going on in the town because everybody comes through there. Catch up on my car and track and National Geographic. That's all I got. I think I saw a woodworking magazine in there too. But anyway, gents, it's man's last stronghold. It's got it right on the window next to the bullet hole that somebody shot through there many, many, many years ago. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back with O2 Employment.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to The Billies, Anna Jay, Soul Punch, Ashley Black, and the Liquid Amber Band. Enjoy fun with the family with Red and Balloons and Face Painting by Squishy Doodle. There will be fun for the entire family, so come down to the 18th Annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 8th at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.org.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on her way back from Texas with half a suitcase filled with, gosh, I don't know, hope there's not a longhorn in there.
No.
And I am here, though, with Jennifer Cram, who is the Director of Operations for O2 Employment Services. We've been, our first half of the show, we went over our brand new employees handbook. And this is an a la carte product offered by O2. So
it is.
And says, hey, you know what? And it is generic in a lot of ways, but what it does do is it tells you what all the policies are that you probably have to follow.
Sure.
You know, and some of it, like, and you pulled some, like, you know, driving company cars, because we don't have that.
Mm-hmm.
But things that you would never think about, things you would think about, but others, you know, location accommodations. I'm not sure what that is.
Lactation accommodation.
Okay.
Yes.
Organ and bone marrow donations.
Yes.
Daycare and school visits.
Yes.
You know, all these
protected
things.
Protected leave.
Time off for crime victims.
Yes.
Military leave, paid family leave, all of these. It's all covered in this.
Yes.
So it thoroughly upgrades our employee handbook. And after I go through this along with my kind of my semi-HR person, we'll look at this, and then everybody will get it, the new copy, and they're going to read it and sign it and hand it back to me.
That's right.
Do you have arbitration in here?
There is not arbitration. We sell that separately.
Okay.
So we do have an arbitration agreement. So they still can be required right now. And, arbitration agreements are very, very much needed, I would say, in the place of
employment. Well, we had one in our other one.
Good.
So I guess we could add that on there.
Well, we probably want to take a look at it.
Oh, okay. That's
and make sure, especially if it's 14 years old, we will want to take a look and just make sure it's up to date, because the language is really, really important.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
And so, you know, with these handbooks, like I said earlier, you are not alone in the fact that you think you have a handbook, you're good to go, and you just start rolling along, and the next thing you know, it's 10 years later, 14 years later, and you're like, oh my goodness, I should probably take a look at this. These things change yearly. I mean, the laws change so often, and California has made it, I'm sorry, but extremely difficult to manage and have employees and all of the above.
Absolutely.
And so these laws keep changing. That means your employee, your policies need to change. And so when you think it's a one and done, it's not. It's a continual working document.
Well, let me say this, too, is that it not only protects you, but it also protects the employee, because
Absolutely.
There's things in here that I, you know, that were good 5 years ago.
Correct.
Or even last year. They're no longer the case.
Yes.
So, okay, I didn't know that. So now
Correct.
We have to adjust for that. And
Absolutely.
that impacts on production, our sales, our mini HR group that we have here, and our bookkeeping. It all impacts on it.
Absolutely.
And a business, I would even say a business of 20 people.
Oh, yeah.
Would have a, you know, that's 20 people working full time. Maybe they do have an HR person in there.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure it's another duty, additional
sure.
duty on it.
And so, that's very common, common that the payroll person, the HR person is also the office manager or something of that nature, handling all the other things. And HR and new hire paperwork, termination paperwork, employee policies, all of that is stuff that does need to be kept up on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so important, because it is really the backbone of your business. And it protects you, and it protects the employee, especially from legal situations. And we live in a very litigious time.
Oh, man.
Like every time you turn around, somebody wants their employee file, or that something's been, you know, not paid correctly, or it goes on and on. So
on and on.
You have to protect yourself from an employee standpoint and an employer standpoint, making sure that it's a mutual agreement. This is the agreement coming into the employment situation. And these are policies, and these are what our rules are. And if there's a question or a concern, let's talk about them. But yes, it's very important that you go over all those policies and make sure they align with your employees.
Yes.
And there will be some things that I'd say, no, that's the legal requirement. You need to keep
you
that
need to
in
have
there.
That one.
Yeah.
I don't want to toss this out.
I know. And I'd be like, oh,
sorry,
no,
Carl.
Can't
no,
do
Carl.
It. No, Carl.
It's not the Marines.
No, Carl.
Well, I've heard that a lot. No, Carl.
I know.
It started, I think, when I was 2.
I'm sure.
No, Carl.
No, Carl.
Yeah.
No. So, smack your hand.
Smack my hand.
Exactly.
At a certain point, my mom realized that taking a yardstick to me just didn't make any difference at all.
I know.
I was big enough. Go on, Mom. Give it your best shot.
Yeah, go for it.
Give it your best shot, Mom.
Yeah.
And she goes, okay, I'll have your dad. Okay.
Oh,
No, not dad.
Never mind.
Okay.
I'm good. I won't do it again.
I'm here with Jennifer Cram, who is Director of Operations for O2 Employment Services.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're going to take a little bit of an early break here, because I want to get into, kind of put this aside and get into things that you're seeing that's going to have some impact on our businesses here.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
Jump into summer with the huge parking lot sale brought to you by Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles. Not only will the parking lot be filled with unique items, but inside the store you'll save extra as well. Beautiful brass, antique vases,
jewelry, and sports memorabilia galore. Vintage clothing and signs. It's all waiting for you. June 14th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center off of I-5 in Anderson. Thanks, Memory Lane.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes and what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebot. Linda's on her way back from Texas, but I'm here with Jennifer Cram, an able stand-in for O2 Employment Services, where she is the Director of Operations. We talked for the first half, and maybe a little bit more, about your employees' handbook, how important it is to protect you and your employees.
Yeah.
This is one of the a la carte things,
yes,
that O2 can do is,
yes,
they will build this for you,
yep,
at a very reasonable price, and,
yep,
then you'll have that. And it's 52 pages, but you've heard me talking about it, heard us talking about it, and,
mm-hmm,
it kind of covers almost everything in this, and it protects everybody. Now, things that are happening to our business community that maybe we don't know about because they're just talking about it.
Sure.
I mean, I know you're on top of all that.
Oh, yeah. There's always something going down. There's definitely, you know, a lot on the Senate floor as far as, you know, law proposals and changes and, mm-hmm, so forth. Sick leave is another one that they're really trying to push and ramp up to even more days off. We will kind of wait and see what happens with that. We've also seen the fast food council, which was, you know, something that went into effect last year, $20 an hour for big fast food chains.
Now, I've heard that it costs 30,000 jobs. I read someplace in the fast food industry. Yeah. 30,000 jobs because the businesses started automating. It was cheaper to automate.
Well, sure. Or they're pulling out.
They're pulling out.
Oh, yeah. Or you've got your small, you know, mom and pop shops that are closing up because they can't compete. They can't pay those kind of wages, but they're going to do it looks like they're going to do another cost increase, and it's going to be, I think it's $20.70 at this point. It's not astronomical, but it's going to go up again is what is on the table unless it's combated and the council gets in there and says no.
Hey, look what happened. And see, it's not just the fast food industry. But let's just say that you're working at a hospital.
Sure.
You're making $19 an hour.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's mm-hmm. gardening or cleaning up or something. Go over to fast food.
Yeah.
And now the good thing is you probably don't have the hours that you would at the other one.
Correct.
And however, mm-hmm. but for other people, they're out there working at that much.
Yes.
And it has an impact on everybody. So,
oh, absolutely.
And
absolutely.
I don't know what it takes when they hear how many jobs were lost.
Sure.
You know, in the state of California to this.
Yes.
And it's just the other push.
Yes.
Taco Bell down here when you, mm-hmm. which mm-hmm. I also, it's one of my secrets. But when I go to Taco Bell, AI.
Yes. Oh.
AI takes your order.
Oh, yes.
And God help you if you don't know the right words for the bean burrito with meat.
Yes.
No, it's got to be certain words
because
it refuses to. But then somebody breaks in.
Sure.
But it's all AI.
It is. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We're going to see a huge transition with that for
and
sure.
And kiosk.
Well, yes.
Kiosk already there.
We went somewhere. Oh, I think we stopped in Susanville on our way home from Tahoe. And we stopped at the Taco Bell. I put in my own order. I just tapped the screen and I went through and I chose what I wanted. And I barely spoke to anybody.
That's right.
Somebody that prepared the food and said, your order's ready, you know.
Somebody took your money.
Here's your...
Oh, no, you probably paid...
I paid with my card.
Right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so say how many people were cut out now, how many people they don't need anymore.
Sure.
It's like self-checking at...
Correct.
At the grocery store or Target. And they're making it harder because they're putting less people to check you out, so it's pushing you into the self-checkout.
I know. Well, and I think it's hard for us because we're such a customer service generation, right? That's how we were raised. We were raised to be customer service, friendly. Like, it's all about the service that you get. Yeah. That's why people come back. You know, we're eliminating that. We're eliminating the human component, which is sad in a lot of ways. And
well,
it makes it very difficult because there's no...
Imagine that. It's just a matter of time
before
they've, you know, I guess when you're fixing a hamburger, I guess, you know, they've got automatic flippers now.
Yeah.
You know, some of them, I guess, it could even be on a little conveyor belt that cooks them, and they get them in the conveyor belt and they fall off.
Yeah.
I mean, there could be somebody there putting them on the bun and all that. But, but you're not going to talk to people.
Right.
You're going to, you know, it's going to be, okay, here's your glass.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
It just kind of comes out. It's just a matter of time.
Right. Well, and we look at the different generations. Right. And the connectivity and even the younger generation feels they're extremely connected because we have cell phones and computers and IM and Zoom and, you know, Google Meet, you know, like, so those are their connectivities where we're about the human relationship and it's important for us to make eye contact and to see body language and to see, you know, how we engage with one another because there's a real piece to that. That's what makes us human.
Yeah.
And so I hope it doesn't get to that point where it's completely isolated and it's all machine driven because it's a problem.
Well, and the thing is this is going to change your job, I would think, O2 Employment Services, dramatically with AI.
Oh, yes. AI is huge.
Because it's remarkable what AI can do,
it's
going to take a lot of those jobs. You know what? They've actually got radio shows, from what I understand. That's AI.
Oh, yeah.
AI generated.
Oh,
where it's,
easy.
It's the host is an AI host that can sit there
with a
melodious voice.
Yes.
And you just feed it in.
Yes.
Now,
you can
producers,
get in
I think,
a
are always
going to
be here.
Mm-hmm.
Because somebody's got to push the buttons.
Yeah. No, you can actually scan in a document to AI.
Oh, yeah.
And so there was a seminar that I attended not too long ago that it was through Google. And basically you scanned in the syllabus or the agenda for this conference. And what it did is it created a radio talk show between two people talking about the entire agenda. And then the person that was giving the presentation actually said, I can chime in and ask questions like I'm part of the radio talk show. And so it says, well, what about John, you know, Smith? What's his role? Oh, he is one of the lead speakers, blah, 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 because it's completely scanned the entire document and can completely speak to whatever the agenda was. It's crazy.
I talked to Stephanie Bridget, DA.
Yes.
And
mm-hmm.
it's about using, because of all the copious amounts of paperwork.
Yes.
I said, they've got things that they can scan in, you know, like a summary of it. But what they do is they make it. They said, and then notate where you found this, because AI will make up stuff.
Correct. And it's not always accurate.
And it's not always accurate.
No.
In fact, it's totally wrong, but it has no conscience, so it'll make it up. So they make it notate so they could go back and look
and you,
at it.
And you actually tell AI, whatever platform you're using, that you want the references of where it's pulled the information from. Because I use it. We use it a lot. And you should have a policy, an AI policy. It's not in your handbook because not everybody uses AI. Mm. I have a feeling it will become part of the handbook at some point because so many businesses and employees will end up using it.
It's going to cost hundreds of thousands of jobs, and then you have to address that.
Correct.
In the handbook and use of AI.
Absolutely. And we did, we introduced AI, probably about two years ago because
I've been using it for a couple years.
Yeah, we've been using it a couple of years. And granted, we're very specific about like, we can't just take it, use it, create documents because, you could probably throw into AI, hey, create me an employee handbook for the state of California, blah, blah, blah. But is it accurate? We don't know.
Well, see, that's
the
problem.
The piece, because you can do that.
I could have done
it'll
that.
Spit something out, but it's not, how do you know it's right?
And people have used AI before.
Sure.
And they have found that, you know, because they were very, they had written an article about this one place, and then so they had AI write the article.
Yes.
And they said, well, you know, it added more things about the impact on people, but then it put in, quotations from the CEO that were totally false and statistics that were totally false. He just stuck it in there.
Yes.
And that's the thing is, I could say, write me a, 50 page.
Sure.
But how would I ever know?
How would you know if it's correct? And what I've also heard is AI is still about 2 years behind. So the artificial intelligence is not caught up to where we're at currently.
Okay.
So when I look at it, I have to say, okay, this is 2 years ago. It might give me a framework of like, oh, these are some good talking points or something. But I don't rely completely on it.
We can do radio commercials. I say 30-second radio commercial, throw the things in there. And second later gives me a 30-second radio commercial. We may have to change some words around. But it's good at those kind of things.
Exactly. Or I'll have it polish up things, you know, I'll say rewrite this, make sure it makes sense or, you know, something like that because I'll just be typing away. But no, I mean, I think there's a place for it, but you have to be very careful about
it. And that is going to be, I think that's going to be part of this handbook in the next couple.
I agree with you. I have a feeling it will just be a standard policy. Well, there's a lot of legislation around it. There are states that have already either like embraced it and said, this is what we're going to do. California's right there. It'll come. It'll come. And there will be a whole guidance and policy about. Yeah.
Well, as full as California can make it.
Correct.
And it'll make it just as harder on us as possible.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Something to look forward to in the future.
Yeah.
And then all these different laws that they're increasing.
Increasing the fast food council. So minimum wage will go up again. You know, we'll probably have California minimum wage. So Oregon right now, July 1st, their minimum wage goes up. Also in Nevada, they're now mandated a retirement plan, right? So California already has a required retirement plan, which is the Cal Savers. You either offer that or you have your own simple IRA 401k.
Yep.
Oregon's the same thing, Oregon Saves. Nevada has this new NEST program, which is the Nevada Retirement Savings Plan that employers have to do as well. So that's coming out July 1st. But, you know, there's all kinds of stuff out there, you know, legislators.
But I think we can safely say if you want to just avoid all of this,
yes.
How do they do that, Jen?
They call us. They call me. They call Jen Cram over at O2 Employment Services at 530-223-4674. Or you can just shoot me an email. You know, we'd be happy to talk to you guys. Anybody, any business that, you know, just like yourself, Carl, where you've got just a, you know, you've got a few employees and you're trying to do the right thing. That's really our sweet spot where we can come in and say, here, we don't want to, we're not going to do your operations. We're not going to be in the business of your business. We just want to help assist you and guide you and figure out what makes sense for your business and keep you safe, really.
Well,
we want to mitigate your risk. We want to make sure that, you know.
We don't want to take advantage of our employees. We try not to do that, but we don't want to be taken advantage of. So this just kind of levels the playing field.
Correct.
And again, when you, we have, maybe next time we can talk again about the employment of people, hiring people, and the morass of things that go on.
Absolutely.
With that.
Let's do it.
Yes, ma'am.
I love it.
Okay. So we'll see you July.
Oh, is it July? Oh, I won't be here. I'll be on vacation, but I will find
somebody.
Well,
what day
somebody.
Is the 4th? Is was
it's Friday.
Friday
I think
the 4th?
It's Friday the 4th.
Okay.
So July.
So,
oh, it might be the 1st.
Yeah.
Or first, it would be the next.
It's July 1st, I think. Anyway. Hey,
we'll
thank you
out.
So much for being here with
thank
us.
Thank you for having me.
You betcha. Okay. Hey, tomorrow, Chamber of Commerce is joining us and maybe a couple other surprises. So have a great day. It's going to be warm out there and God bless America.
All is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.